I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. Listen up, Bostonians. Who represents your neighborhood and your parking, trash pickup, and crime concerns could be at stake. The City Council is working on redrawing the city's 9 districts, and there will be a public hearing today at 3 at City Hall. Kevin Peterson, this process, shall we say, has been a little bit shrouded in secrecy. Is today's meeting at City Hall the last for public comment?
My understanding is that it is the last public hearing. That doesn't mean that there will not be opportunities for people to submit comment in writing before the final maps are drawn. It has been a fairly protracted and opaque process. I agree with that. With the battle being over a few precincts, this process has not been as progressive as I think it should have been,
and as the congressional redrawing process was.
That's right. That's
congressional
right.
districts.
That's right. So I'm a little in a kerfuffle around why this process hadn't been sort of more accessible to the public, and why there haven't been more progressive maps put on the table.
Kevin Peterson is the founder of the New Democracy Coalition, which is based at UMass Boston. With us also is City Councilor Charles Yancey, who is actually on the committee, the redistricting committee. There are a number of you. Bill Linehan is the chair. 2 maps have been out there on the table for consideration. One, Bill Linehan favors, and it favors him, but another one, which is put forth by Tito Jackson and Matt O'Malley, 2 other city councilors, protects neighborhoods that in Linehan's map would break up, and kind of leaves Bill Linehan out in the cold, if you will, and takes him away from his traditional South Boston district. Now, you said you're not for the Linehan map, but is there any compromise between the two of these maps?
Well, first of all, Kelly, thank you so much for the invitation. This is my 4th redistricting process, and there are actually 4 maps on the table.
Okay, because we only hear about the 2 mostly.
Yes, and quite frankly, there's not a great deal of difference between Linehan and Jackson's map in many respects. But Councillor Murphy also has a map, and I submitted a map as well. I think the most dramatic change would take place if the map I submitted was admitted, would be the fact that it would be a map that reflects the new demographic realities of the city of Boston today, which, as you know, 53% of the city of Boston is made up of people of color. Yet in virtually all of the other maps, including one submitted by a progressive caucus or coalition, guarantees 5 predominantly white districts and only 4 districts of color, which is what we have today.
So that's no change?
Based on those maps, yeah. Very little change. Mm-hmm. Now, my chief criticism, aside from not reflecting the majority population in the city of Boston of the other maps, is that with the exception of Councilor Murphy's map, those maps keep Mattapan divided. 10 years ago, it was a very cold, callous, politically calculated move to split Mattapan. And that's the map we've been living with for a decade. I have asked my colleagues to reunite Mattapan and give Mattapan the same level of respect that were given to communities like Chinatown, like South Boston, like Mission Hill, and other areas of the city. In fact, the redistricting process requires that we keep neighborhoods together. So it is necessary to reunite Mattapan, but I also believe that we have a great opportunity to have a map with 5 districts that are predominantly people of color rather than the 4 that we have today.
So to be clear, one of the reasons that the congressional districting process went so well is that many people said who were involved that it really paid attention to those changing demographics, the ones that indicated that people of color are in the majority in certain districts across the state. And what you're saying with regard to the cold and calculated decision that was made about Mattapan some years ago was to try to break up a constituency of people of color at that time.
Yes.
And what you're trying to do with your map is prevent that.
Well, I'm trying to reunite Mattapan. Even Mattapan Street is included in the Hyde Park District. So we need to correct that. But I also want to commend the state representatives for the maps that they came with. They doubled the number of districts of color in Commonwealth, Massachusetts. virtually all the other maps before the city council would maintain the status quo and have just four districts of color. And as you know, only two people of color, persons of color, are actually elected from districts. We've never elected a Latino or an Asian from any of our districts, although we have been successful in electing that diversity on the at-large city council. As you know, the city council is made up of nine district seats and four at-large seats.
Let me move back to Kevin Peterson, because it could be argued, City Councilor Charles Yancey, that you have something of a bigger dog in the fight, because a lot of the maps are really focused around incumbents, those people who are already in office and they're trying to protect their districts as is, so that they have a better shot of running again. That could be said of you. I'm not saying that's the case, but I just want to put that on the table. But Kevin Peterson, you have a broader look of this. And so with regard to what City Councilor Charles Yancey is saying, with some of the maps not reflecting the demographic shifts toward people of color, what can be done now so that incumbents can be as satisfied as they can be, there can be a compromise map, and people can walk away with something that looks like what's happening now?
Well, I think what needs to be done, what ought to be done, if we're going to protect protected voting classes, such as Asians and Latinos and Blacks, is look closely at the map that Councilor Yancey presents. I haven't seen it in full detail, but I think it moves in a progressive direction. If for one reason, and that is the emerging growth of the Asian community in the city of Boston. I believe they're the fastest of the majority minority groups over the last 10 years. And the Asian community has never been able to elect an Asian person to the Boston City Council. That's critical. So I'm somewhat mystified as to why some progressive organizations across town, as well as some of the city council maps, have not reflected an opportunity for this emerging group. Just last year, the Asian community had an opportunity, and we're very close in electing an Asian person to the Boston City Council, and the race was decided by 87 votes.
And we should say that person was set with Suzanne Lee. She was beat out by Bill Linehan, who is now the head of the Committee for Redistricting,
and it's a South Boston dominated seat. For a protected class like the Asian community, and 5 years ago, there was a federal lawsuit. In fact, the federal government had just left Boston in terms of monitoring its local elections because of disenfranchising the Asian community around language ballots in the in Chinese languages, Asian languages. I would think that this would be an opportunity to redress some of the disenfranchisement issues within or that have been put upon the Asian community. If Councilor Yancey is talking about submitting a map that allows for maybe a Chinatown East Boston district, which would be something that's entirely new, I say that's the way we should be going if we were going to redress the Asian community in terms of their problems.
And Kevin Peterson, just remind people how this map comes down, how this vote, how it settles, is important to everybody who lives in Boston.
The mapping is important because city councilors represent residents on some very, some would say mundane, but some very basic things, such as funding for public schools, cleaner streets.
I would assume that school assignment issue is going to come up before it being made.
Yes. The city council is the public policy making body for the city. So it's important. This redistricting process is important to the degree that everyone's presence, and that includes their racial presence, should be reflected in the city council, because certain communities, certain racial communities, have certain needs, and they should be reflected. So this is critically important. These mapping processes only happen every 10 years, so we won't be able to come back to this unless there's a lawsuit. And there could be one connected to this one as things are going. So it's critical. It's very critical that we're involved in determining the final conclusion of the map and that it reflects electoral equity.
So, Charles Yancey, when we talk about the future of Boston, this is what's at stake, simply.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Callie, back in 1981, I was a spokesperson for the campaign for district representation. At that time, we had 9 citywide seats, and we had very little, if any, representation from people of color. There were just 2 exceptions to that. Tom Atkins in 1967 to 1971, and Bruce Baldwin was elected in 1981. But I believe that Boston is a very diverse city and is strong because of its diversity. However, not everyone has a seat at the table. And the primary purpose of the campaign for district representation, this is my 4th redistricting process for the city council, is to ensure that we level the playing field, that we provide opportunities for underrepresented communities to have a voice on the city council. And as Kevin Peterson mentioned, the map I propose will create a 5th district of color by combining the largely Latino population in East Boston with the largely Asian population in Chinatown, compared to what we have today, where the Latino population in East Boston is merged with the population, predominantly white population, in Charlestown and the North End. And the Chinatown is combined with the South End and South Boston. Yeah. By making that critical change, you provide the opportunity to ensure that the communities of color in District 1 will have a greater possibility of a larger voice in the city council. And I think that's essential. The other 4 districts are pretty much the way they are now. We have District 5, which is Hyde Park, which is predominantly people of color. That won't change. District 3 won't change. Mm-hmm. District 4 and District 7 won't see substantial changes. And we have the opportunity of reuniting Mattapan, which is a major flaw in virtually all the other maps, including Councillor Jackson's map, doesn't give the respect to the Mattapan community that's accorded to other communities in the city of Boston.
So last question, City Councilor Yancey. If short of a lawsuit, you know, you all have to decide among yourselves, right? Just so people are clear.
Yes.
So everybody who has a stake in this on the council makes the decision.
And it's always a very contentious process. But let me say on Councilor Lenihan's behalf, this has been the most transparent. I just have to differ with the earlier statement. This has been the most transparent.
I got to tell you, City Council, who hears about these hearings?
Redistricting process.
You all may have heard. Nobody else heard about it. I'm here to tell you.
And
I'm representing the people. Didn't hear.
In the 40 years, we've had more than a dozen community meetings and hearings. It's not perfect. We still have a long way to go, and I'm not satisfied, quite frankly, with the maps under consideration, with one exception, of course. But I believe it has been much more transparent than in the past.
Well, much more is a little bit different from transparent. I just want to point that out.
Well,
I think Kevin Peterson would agree.
Join us this afternoon for the City Council hearing on redistricting, and I think that your participation will be noted and much appreciated.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, for the people, there will be other opportunities, according to Kevin Peterson, to offer your comment. But the last public hearing is today at 3 at City Hall. So come and make your comments in the almost transparent process about City Council redistricting. All right. Thank you both for coming in to talk to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Callie Crossley. We've been talking about the Boston City Council and how council members are trying to redraw the city's districts. I've been speaking with Kevin Peterson, founder of the New Democracy Coalition, and City Councilor Charles Yancey. And Emily Rooney is back in the studio, and this time the subject is money.
Well, it sounds like there's some city councilors who aren't looking to make their districts bigger, but we're going to be asking the question, is bigger always better? We're going to be asking that question as it relates to banking.
What are we talking about? Whether it's better to have a checking account with, say, Bank of America or somewhere smaller, like East Boston Savings Bank?
That's right. We're going to be looking at the pros and the cons, and we want to also hear from you about your experience with big banks or small. Where do you do your banking and why? The phone lines are going to be open, and our money maven, Cheryl Marshall, joins us.
That's Emily Rooney on Where to Put Your Money. I'm Callie Crossley, and this is Boston Public Radio.